I have another headline here about oil prices. To make this current, October 25th, 2011, this would be yesterday, signs of growth send oil prices up. Benchmark crude back above $90.
Oil is volatile. I mean, there are three things that drive the price of oil and natural gas. One is the weather worldwide, particularly for oil. Two is the economy worldwide. Oil is influenced by whether China is booming or whether Europe is in a recession. And three, politics worldwide. As Libya just had a problem, as they have, and they're all stream. Is the United States encouraging or discouraging oil? All of those three things, the economy, the weather, and politics, have a huge impact on the price. They drive. Between the three of them, they all drive the price of oil and natural gas. Predicting all three of those at any one moment in time is next to impossible because you never know. And that is going to lead to volatility in those commodities for a long time to come.
My extraction is Norway. And right now, Norway is a very wealthy little nation because of its offshore drilling. You were offshore at one point. When did you decide to divest yourself of offshore and just be right here in North America?
Several years ago, as we saw the incredible portfolio that we were developing in natural gas in the United States onshore, we saw that that technology could also open up oil areas that one had previously thought were mature. And as we saw our ability to economically develop the oil sands in Canada, we looked at all that opportunity and realized in 2008 when the recession came that we had to starve all of those because we were committed to these long-term projects in the Gulf of Mexico and long-term projects international that were consuming a lot of front-end cash and not generating short-term results. Because of the growth in opportunities that we saw in North America, we realized that the risk and the returns were a lot more attractive onshore North America versus offshore. Working on the edge of technology there, not knowing that the BP problem would occur and the administration would shut down drilling there for a year, challenges in dealing with a variety of corrupt countries internationally in Africa and elsewhere. When you just compare the risk and the rewards, we realized that we had really exceeded our own wildest dreams of developing resources onshore North America and said, let's sell everything we have in the Gulf of Mexico and everything we have in Africa and China and elsewhere, a great field in Azerbaijan. Let's sell all that. We told Wall Street we thought we could sell it for about $4 to $7 billion. We sold it for $10 billion. And after the problems in the Gulf of Mexico, we are delighted to be out of the Gulf of Mexico because we can create a much better return for our shareholders with a lot less risk developing things in Western Oklahoma.
How fortunate.
The timing was exceedingly fortunate.
I know you put a lot of brain power, and your engineers do, but there's an instinct, too, that must be taking place in some of this.
I've heard the analogy about fishing. You know, the moment a fish bites a hook is luck. But it took a certain amount of skill and planning to get that fish hook in the right place at the right time to give yourself an opportunity for luck to happen.
Wall Street seems to like you. People on television like Kudlow and Cramer, they have very complimentary remarks about Devon and you. You've been interviewed by these people. Do you enjoy that? You do a good job at it and you represent the company well. But it must feel good to know that these guys like you.
Well, that is comforting, although there are easier ways to start the morning than doing a live nationwide interview at 6 a.m. sitting on a metal post with a thing stuck in your ear so that you can hear them. There's an easier way to wake up. But no, that is true. We're a good, solid, long-term play. There are always sort of short-term, smaller companies that Wall Street will chase, and some of them make it. We used to be one, and some of them don't.